It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at KEXP.org. My name's Troy Nelson. It is the Midday Show, and this is my very first in-studio in the new home, and it is much, much larger and a beautiful place to be, but extra beautiful because I have with me here today Marlon Williams, and if you guys are ready, please take it away.
All right. Here's a song called Strange Things. I lost my wife in 1989 to a certain kind of undetectable cancer. She left me alone in a 7-bedroom home built upon the bones of fallen soldiers. I don't recall putting that picture on the wall, the one of mother and child at Easter time. I hear strange things creeping in the night. I have strange dreams in the bed where Lucy died. Lucy died was the hottest of the summer. Her family all stood around to swim. When she expired, they all went back to the city. I've never seen a living soul again. I buried her down beneath the garden Lucy proudly grew, the whitest rose that ever was in bloom. I hear strange things creeping in the night. I have strange dreams in the bed when Lucy died.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Marlon Williams live.
All right, this one's a wee ditty called Dark Child.
Thank you.
looking in from the outside, couldn't see it was true. Oh, my dear, dear child, I've been waiting for you. Looking in from the outside, couldn't see it was true. You've been given too much time.
Marlon Williams live here, 90.3 KEXP. I don't think the electric guitar survived that performance. That was amazing. Strings flying off of it, and we just keep trucking. And he just, once the string broke, he just started digging deeper in it. An amazing sound, you guys. That was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And these songs are on the new album, which is coming out February 19th.
That's right.
Out on Dead Oceans, which is a great label.
It is a good label.
Yes. And this album is your... you have been doing this a long time, man. Only 25 years old? Are you 25?
26? 25, yeah.
And you've been playing music since you were a teenager. And putting records out since you were a teenager as well.
That's right.
And your first band was called...
The Unfaithful Ways.
And what was
Ben
that
was
exactly?
Ben was in that band too.
Oh, so he's been with you this whole time.
Ben and I have been together since we were 13.
That's amazing. And how many records did you put out with The Unfaithful Ways?
We put out one EP and then one album.
So you've been busy since you were a kid, just doing music, and you've been traveling the world a lot lately too.
Yeah.
And I saw in an interview, though, you said that maybe you chose the wrong profession because most nights you just want to sit by a fire and watch a movie.
That's pretty much it, you know. Yeah, but I think we all want that, don't we, really?
Deep down we do. And either you do that, or you do what you're doing, or do you try to find a balance?
Well, balance, you know, that's the key to life is staying in the middle of the road.
Exactly. And you've been you've collaborated with a lot of people as well. What can you tell the listeners about Melody Poole?
Melody Poole is an Australian country singer I did a tour with, and we played each other's songs. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter. It's a nice thing to be able to do is share each other's music.
That's right. And you grew up in New Zealand. You're living in Australia at the moment, in Melbourne. And what can you tell me? What was your reasoning for wanting to go to Australia, just to change it up, or is it the type of friends and music that you're doing that Australia just seemed more fitting?
It was a few reasons, I guess. I turned 21 and wanted to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 4.5 million people in New Zealand, and there's 4.5 million people in Melbourne. So,
right.
It made sense musically to expand the horizon, so to speak.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where do you go from here? I see that for all of our Portland listeners, by the way, going to be playing Mississippi Studios tonight.
That's
so
right.
You're going to make the trek down to Portland. It's only 2.5 hours, so it won't be too bad. But Mississippi Studios is one of my favorite venues. So
great.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I hear it's fine.
Yeah. Then where do you go from there?
Then we go to San Fran, then down to LA, and then over to New York and start trying out the East.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, once again, the new album, self-titled, coming out on February 19th. And I know I and the listeners would love to hear a couple more songs from you guys. So
great.
If you're ready, we'd love to hear a couple more.
Thank you.
All right. It's Marlon Williams live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
I see you back in town. It's funny how I lose my mind when you come around. Papa thinks that he knows you, but mama knows you more. And she knows where to hide when you come out the back door. Beggar on the street. Whee! It's lonesome in the eyes of almost everyone. When my darling said goodbye to the road crew. Now we all pick our poison and we dig our own grave. And Jesus is accountable for the sins. There's gold in the river and diamonds in the mud. It's lucky day.
All right. Another one.
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's a song about my youth, called When I Was a Young Girl.
when I was younger, I used to seek pleasure when I was younger. I used to drink it straight out of the alehouse down to the jailhouse, straight from the bottom.
Down.
do.
Marlon Williams, live here on 90.3 KEXP. That is some hauntingly wonderful stuff there, man.
Thank you very much.
And at 25 years old, I have a feeling you have a massive, massive future ahead of you.
Oh, appreciate it.
Awesome. And thanks, everyone, for stopping by. And all you guys, all of you, just so talented. So thanks for taking the time to stop by here at KEXP and see our new home and hang out with us for a little bit today.
It's a fine home. Thank you
so much. And good luck on all your future travels, you guys. Yes. It's Marlon Williams live. Make sure to pick up the self-titled album on February 19th. And thanks for listening. It's 90.3 KEXP Seattle.